This week we aired a two-part series produced by WFAE in Charlotte about North Carolina's film incentive program. Listener John wrote, "I thought you did a great job highlighting pros and cons. Thank you for the story." Kelly Stultz wrote, "This morning's report seemed to have been written by the Republican congressman opposing the incentive. Just using the numbers reported, we have $1 billion in revenue in North Carolina since the provisions were bettered for productions, $67 million in estimated direct sales and payroll taxes generated, and have paid out $110 million in rebates. That does not take into consideration hotel taxes, property taxes paid by the 4,100 new employees in our industry, and ignores the tax multiplier that should be applied for all the dollars that were spent by the parties in North Carolina that receive the $1 billion in salaries and purchases. It emphasized the fact that productions are not permanent entities in the state, but the money flow is continuous as long as the productions keep coming. I am an industry payroll accountant and have the luxury of working all over the country. I've worked with crews in every state that has a major incentive program. It's only been in the last couple of years that I've been able to return home to work." Kelly goes on to say, "The report stressed that people come here and then return home after production is completed, but I can assure you that at least 90% of the crew on every show filmed in North Carolina is an NC resident, as are all the vendors and service industry professionals that benefit from the incentive. It's very cut and dried. Without our incentive as it stands, this money will leave the state, period. I know of no other industry receiving incentives in North Carolina that brings in anywhere near the revenue. I'm very disappointed in WHQR for not presenting a more well-rounded report. It was a grave injustice to the folks who support this station and are members of the film industry in the state. I will continue to support public radio, but not in this state." Kelly raises a serious issue that deserves an answer. Our job is not to pick sides on issues, but to present those issues fairly. We believe that the WFAE series was important, well-sourced, and presented several sides of the issue. We stand by it. Listeners can find links to the WFAE stories on the Friday feedback section of our website, whqr.org, and listen for yourself. Listener Miguel wrote to us after we preempted the Diane Rehm Show last week as developments in Syria were escalating. "For many of us, the Diane Rehm Show is the most thoughtful and well-moderated program on NPR or anywhere in the media," he wrote. "Last Friday at 3 o'clock, instead of Diane Rehm, you decided to run another hour of the hugely inferior program, Here and Now, as it supposedly promised continuing coverage of the Syria situation. If I wanted to listen to infotainment, I would listen to the nonsense that passes for news on CNN, Fox, or MSNBC. Please realize that many of us are ardent fans of Diane Rehm, and if forced to do so, we will abandon your station for the online streaming content available on the NPR website." Donna Curta, he wrote on our Facebook page to thank us for last week's Soup to Nuts Live with Nina Repetta, Raj, and Madafo. "Wonderful evening," she wrote. "Such tremendous talents." And a visitor, apparently from Raleigh, wrote about the opening of our MC Ernie Gallery show, Dreaming in Color. "Thank you so much for a great show. I had a marvelous time on Friday. Keep up the great work." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.